大家平安。
Peace be with everyone。
我们最近在读《哥林多后书》。
Recently, we have been reading the book of 2 Corinthians。
我想一起来学习《哥林多后书》的第一章。
And I hope that we can all learn from chapter 1 together。
好，我们看《哥林多后书》。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians。
《哥林多后书》的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1。
第一章的十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
我们所夸的是自己的良心见证我们，凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
Verse 12, for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you.
这个地方保罗在提到他所夸的事情。
Here, Paul talks about what he boasts about.
我们都是夸自己的长处。
We all boast about our strengths.
我们都是夸自己的成就。
We all boast about our accomplishments.
这样来表示说我们跟别人不一样。
And that shows that we are different compared to other people.
那在这里保罗在夸什么？
But here, what is Paul boasting about?
我们如果看十二节的下半句。
If we look at the latter half of verse 12.
在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠。
Not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God.
这个是保罗的夸口。
This is what Paul boasts about.
那我们想想看，如果我们能够以这样来夸口，我们的生活会何等的不同。
So let's think about it. If we boast ourselves in this, how different will our lives be?
第一个是靠人的聪明。
The first is to rely on the wisdom of the world.
第二个是靠神的恩惠。
And the other is to rely on the grace of God.
也就是说，我们生活有两种态度了。第一个态度是靠自己，第二个是靠神。
Which means there are two attitudes. One is to rely on ourselves, and the other is to rely on God.
那这两个到底差多少呢？就是我们跟神差多少。这两种生活就差多少。
And how do they differ? The difference is compared to how we live is between us and God, and that is the difference between these two lives.
首先神知道将来要发生什么事。
First, God knows what will happen in the future.
我们不晓得将来发生什么事。
And we don't know what will happen in the future.
第二个。
Secondly,
神能够掌握明天啊。我们没有办法掌握明天。
God holds tomorrow, and we do not hold tomorrow.
所以有人说我们一生变化都快过于计划。
So some people say that our lives change very drastically.
所以我们常常发现生活很辛苦。
So we always find life to be very tough.
因为我们遇到有很多自己没有办法控制的事情发生。
Because we encounter many things that are out of our control.
比方说，如果我们在上班差不多每个人到退休都讲，我在上班最忧虑的就是不要被 fire。
For example, in our jobs, when we hear retired people, they say that what makes them most worried is being fired.
就是我有这个工作能够继续做下去。
And having this job, they hope to continue on.
因为特别上了中年以后，
because after their middle age,
我们孩子教育的费用，
the expenses for education of our kids,
我们有房子的付款，
payment for our housing,
我们有生活的费用，
and we have living expenses.
所以失去工作，这个是非常大的压力。
So if we lose our jobs, then that is a great pressure.
所以我们人真的是很多的忧虑。
So, people have a lot of worries.
比如说我们看到年轻的信徒生病。
Sometimes we see younger members get sick.
总是会有一个感受。
And we usually feel for them.
不是年轻就不会生病。
And it's not uncommon for young people to get sick as well.
年轻人最能夸口就是身体健壮。
So what young people can boast about is their health.
忽然间身体有症状。
But suddenly they have something that happened. Oh, they have symptoms.
有的是很严重，好像说生了癌症。
And some are more serious, like cancer.
我们就发现哦，我们人真的没有办法掌握自己。
And then we realize that we cannot control what happens to us.
我们人真的是很微小，很脆弱。
Humans are very minute and weak.
所以我们如果一生靠自己哦，忧虑不完。
So if in our lives we continue to rely on ourselves, then our worries will never end.
那我们现在信了主耶稣。
So after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们要学习要靠神的恩典。
We have to learn to trust in the grace of God.
我们现在看我们所拜的神。
So let us look at the God that we worship.
我们看哥林多后书的第一章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第三节
，Verse 3，
哥林多后书第一章第三节
，Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3，
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神，这个地方讲我们所拜的神。
Here in verse 3 it talks about the God that we worship.
说他是我们的父
，Says that he is our father.
这句话给我们很大的安慰。
And this, these words give us much comfort.
我们每个人有两个父亲。
We all have two different. We all have two fathers.
大家都没有疑问啊，地上的父亲非常爱我们。
And we have never questioned whether our earthly father has ever loved us.
所以有时候我们看到父母亲满头的白发，或者说脸上的皱纹，或者说他越来越弯腰驼背其实这个都是为着儿女。
So when we see more wrinkles appearing on our parents' faces and our parents becoming more hunched, we know that all of that was for us.
所以父母对我们的爱啊，是真的是很实在。
So the love of our parents is present.
但是我们知道啊，父母亲到年老，他也有自己很多不能解决的问题。
Sorry, the love is real and. We know that as our parents grow older, there are many problems that they cannot solve.
甚至还没有老，他就有很多自己问题没有办法解决。
And even before they become old, there are many problems that they cannot solve either.
所以爱让我们感觉到很温暖。
So love makes us feel warm.
但父母的爱并不是能够完全解决我们任何一个问题。
But our parents' love cannot remove every single one of our problems.
但是我们还有个天父。
But we have a heavenly father.
这个爱啊，而圣经说，地上的父亲跟天父的爱，地上父亲的爱变成不好了。
And comparing the loves of our heavenly father and our earthly father, the love of our earthly father is not as good.
要么叫 evil， 就是说非常不好。
It's very the love of our earthly father is evil.
那表示天父的爱啊，非常的大。
Which means that the love of our heavenly Father is very great.
那大到地上的父亲的爱变成不好了。
And it is great to the point where our earthly father's love is evil.
所以我们今天找到的这个真神就是我们的父。
So the God that we have found today is our Father.
因此我们最大的生活智慧就是懂得靠神。
So the greatest wisdom in this world, in our life, is to trust in God.
我们懂得来靠神啊，亲近神，神反而很喜悦我们。
And knowing to trust in God and draw closer to Him, God will be very pleased with us.
因为神本身就是爱。
Because God in essence is love.
所以这个地方就讲他是发慈悲的父。
So here it says that He is the Father of mercies.
难道？是各样安慰的神
，and he is also the God of all comfort.
因此我们可以靠神，可以向神求。
So this means that we can trust in God and ask Him.
就是因为 他是我的父亲。
And that's because he is our father.
他的爱就是我可以向他无穷尽的祈求一个根据。
His love means that I can always ask for anything that I wish without ceasing.
因此保罗这里讲啊，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠。
And Paul says here that it is not by the fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God.
那神的爱呀、在圣经里面有提到很多的应许。
So God's love, when it's mentioned, it also comes with many promises.
我们现在回来看哥林多后书的第一章。
So let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
二十节。
Verse 20.
第一章二十节
，Chapter One, Verse Twenty。
神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
Verse 20, For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory of God through us。
这个地方讲神的应许不论有多少，就表示很多了。
Here it says that God has, there are many promises of God, which is a lot.
所以为什么圣经会给我们很大的盼望跟安慰？
So why does the Bible give us such hope and comfort?
因为圣经里面有很多神的应许。
Because in the Bible it talks a lot about God's promises.
那这个应许像什么？
And what are the promises like?
这个应许像一张支票。
These promises are like a check.
我们知道支票里面有接收支票的人。
And we know that in a check there's a recipient.
还有开支票的人要签字。
And there's also a person who issues the check.
再来就是他要给我们多少。
And they tell us how much they want to give.
这个就是支票。
This is a check.
所以有一天如果你结婚你的亲戚给你一颗。支票数目很大，哇，看起来非常的高兴。
So one day when you get married and your relatives give you a lot of money in the form of a check, you'll be super happy.
那神的应许就是在这个支票上写了很多他要给我们。
So God writes many promises on this check that is for us.
那签名就是主耶稣
And the one who writes the signature is the Lord Jesus.
所以这里讲了二十节，神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的。
And here in verse 20 it says, For all the promises of God in Him are yes.
也就是说，当我们受洗归入主耶稣的名下。
Which means that when we are baptized and we are under God's name.
他就是我们的父亲。
That means that He is our Father.
所以圣灵啊。从我们心里呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
The Holy Spirit in us cries out, Abba Father.
所以我们受洗以后，这个神的应许在圣经里面对我们都是是的，都是肯定的。
So after we are baptized, all the promises in the Bible, for us are yes, which means that they are sure.
比方说，保罗他曾经为着一根刺感觉到非常的软弱。
For example, Paul felt very weak because he had a thorn inside of him.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章的第七节。
Chapter 12 verse 7.
又恐怕因我所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺。加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我自高。第八节
，Verse 8。
为这个事，我三次求过主，叫这个事离开我。这个地方保罗在讲有一根刺加在他的肉体上。
Here Paul says that a thorn in the flesh was given to him。
那我们就知道刺扎在身体上是很痛的。
And we know that when a thorn pricks the flesh, it is very painful。
痛要怎么办
？And when it's painful, what do you do?
痛要求告父亲呢
？You have to ask your father.
就是要靠神啊。
Which means to trust in God.
所以保罗向神祷告三次。
So Paul prayed to God for three times.
那保罗祷告很有功效啊。
So when God, when Paul prayed to God, it was very effective.
哎，但是他为自己的问题祷告三次没有效。
But he prayed to God three times about this matter, and nothing happened.
哦，那为什么为别人祷告很有效，为自己祷告没有效？
And how come when you pray for others, it is very effective, but when praying for yourself, it's not?
因为这个苦啊，原来是要造就他。
It is because this pain or bitterness is to be edifying.
所以他做很多工作，他不会骄傲啊。
So when he does a lot of work, he will not exalt himself.
啊，因此因为这根刺啊，他就觉得很软弱。
And with this thorn in his flesh, he feels very weak.
人要觉得软弱哦，就不会骄傲了。
And when people feel weak, they will not be proud.
好，那这个刺没有拿掉怎么办呢？
So what happens if the thorn is not removed?
好，我们看十二章的第九节。
Let us look at chapter 12, verse 9.
好，他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上。”选得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。所以神对他讲啊，我的恩典够你用。
Here God tells Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you."
所以在这一根刺上，他觉得软弱但是神对他讲啊，恩典够你用。
So with this thorn, Paul might feel very weak, but God told him that.His strength is made perfect in weakness.
所以有时候我们身上也有一根刺啊。
So sometimes on our bodies we have a thorn.
有时候是肉体的病痛。
Sometimes it is the illnesses of our body.
职业上的问题。
Sometimes it is our careers.
有时候是子女的问题。
Sometimes it is our parenting issues.
每个人都不太一样。
And everyone is different.
那。到最后就是神的恩典够我们用。
So God's grace is sufficient for us.
所以他体会到在他软弱的时候，他就变成刚强。
So he felt that in his strength he was made perfect.
这是一个例子。
And this is one example.
就是每一件事情靠神我们就可以看到都有神的恩典领导我们，帮助我们。
Which shows that when we trust in God, all our many promises will be added onto us.
那这样，神在我们的身上就变成活的神。
And with that, when God is in us, He becomes a living God.
因为我们对他有体验。
Because we have experienced Him.
那我们把这个体验讲出来就能够帮助别人、安慰别人、造就别人。
And when we tell others about these promises, we can comfort them, and also we can edify them.
那让别人经过相同的困难的时候，他就有盼望。
And when people encounter similar difficulties, they have this hope.
我们的安慰给他有力量来面对他自己的困难。
And our comfort gives them strength, so they are able to face their own difficulties.
我们现在回来看哥林多后书的第一章。
So let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章的第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所安慰的患难，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。这个地方就讲患难跟安慰。
Here it talks about tribulation and also comforting.
而且这个患难有时候不会减少。
And sometimes the tribulation will not lessen.
有时候我们常常想信耶稣就是要得平安，不错，信耶稣要得平安。
Sometimes we say that believing in Jesus gives us peace, and that's not wrong. We do get peace.
那主耶稣到处传福音，保罗到处传福音就是要让人得平安。
And Paul preached to everyone just so that they could receive peace.
但是他这里叫我们在一切患难中，所以保罗也活在患难里面啊。
But here it says in all our tribulation, which means that Paul was also in a lot of tribulation.
那到底保罗的患难是什么？
So what exactly is Paul's tribulation?
我们看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
我们既多受基督的苦楚， 就靠基督多得安慰。哦，所以原来保罗的患难是，受基督的苦楚。
So we see here that the suffering of Paul is, he suffers the suffering of Christ.
哦，圣经里面讲啊，如果因为受苦，哦，而能忍耐，这没有什么可夸的。
And in the Bible it says that if you are able to endure your pain, there is nothing to boast about.
如果受苦是因为我们自己的错误了，能够忍耐，这没有什么可夸的。
If the tribulation is because of our own fault and we endure it, then there is nothing to boast about.
但是如果行善而受苦，这是好的。
But if we do good and we face trials, then this is good.
因此我既多受基督的苦楚，这个就是为着善而受苦，这是好的。
So it says, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, which means that the sufferings are good and it is good for us.
有时候我们都很羡慕啊，有的人一生都没有受苦。
So sometimes we admire how people, in their entire lives, they have no problems.
一生没有受苦也可以说是恩典。
Throughout your life, if you have no tribulations, that can be considered a blessing.
但是哈，我们一个人如果要活得很有意义哦，不可能没有受苦。
But if a person wants to live a meaningful life, it is impossible for them to not experience tribulation.
所以你看摩西活了120岁。
So you can see that Moses lived 120 years.
他最舒服的是什么？一岁到40岁。
When was his most comfortable period? It was from when he was 1 year old to 4 years old.
活在王宫里面。
40 years old. He was in the palace.
他有最终之乐。
He had all the pleasures of the world.
什么都有。
He had everything.
还有仆人来服侍。
He had servants to serve him.
但是保罗如果摩西在40岁死了。
But if Moses died at age 40,
圣经还会写他吗？
Would the Bible still record him?
当然不会写他了。
Of course, the Bible wouldn't record him.
摩西从80岁到120岁。
When Moses was, from the age of 80 to 120,
这个就是受苦。
This is where he faced tribulation.
所以他也没有求神把苦拿掉。
Oh, this is when he suffered. So, and his suffering wasn't taken away.
如果我们看摩西的祷告诗篇90篇。
So if we see Moses' prayer, which is in Psalms chapter 1, Psalm 119.
诗篇90篇。
Psalm 90.
十五节
，verse 15，
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。这个是摩西的祷告。
This here is the prayer of Moses.
说你使我们受苦的日子。
Which says you have made us glad. You have afflicted us and made us glad.
这个你就是神了，是神让我们受苦。
This you is God, and God has afflicted us.
那前面讲日子，后面是讲年岁。
First it talks about days, and then it talks about years.
日子就是十天、二十天、一百天，年就是一年、十年、二十年。
Days is one day, 10 days, 100 days, and years is 1 year, 10 years, and 100 years.
所以摩西没有求神叫他不要受苦。
So Moses didn't ask God to remove his suffering.
你给我苦难的日子跟年哦，你给我喜乐。
But only that in his days and years of suffering, he can have joy.
那如果我们用这个回来看哥林多后书就是当你让我受苦的时候，求你安慰我。
And if we look back at 2 Corinthians, it means that in our suffering, please.Comfort me.
神的安慰是很彻底的。
And God's comfort is very complete.
是特别这个圣灵叫做保惠师，又叫做安慰者。
Especially the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter and counselor.
一个很痛苦的祷告被圣灵充满，圣灵会把他的痛苦都拿掉。
In the midst of much suffering, the Holy Spirit can remove all of the pain.
所以他不晓得怎么去忧伤啊。
So he didn't know how to how to grieve.
其实他很痛苦，但他不晓得怎么忧伤，因为神已经安慰了他。
He was sad, but he didn't know how to grieve because God already comforted him.
那 摩西从80岁到120岁哦，年纪这么大，应该是享福才对啊。
So when Moses was in the age of 80 to 120, he should have been thinking about enjoying life.
所以我们的观念要改变啊。
So our thinking has to change.
不要想说退休啊，什么都不做，到处玩，这个叫做福气，不是这样的。
When we think about our old age and retiring and enjoying everything, that is that shouldn't be it.
如果神让我们身体健康，头脑很清楚。
If God lets us have a clear mind,
能够为神做工做到离世为止，这个叫做福气呀。
And allow us to serve Him for the rest of our lives, and that is a great blessing.
所以这里啊，摩西说：“你让我受苦，求你给我们喜乐的心。”
So here, Moses asks God to give him a heart of joy.
那在这个地方回到哥林多后书的第一章。
And looking back at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
这里保罗讲的受苦基督的苦楚啊，就是他去传福音的所有的这个牺牲，还有遇到的逼迫。
Here the sufferings of Christ that Paul refers to is a persecution that he faced when preaching the word of God.
那他就体会到神安慰他。
And then he experienced how God comforted him.
如果我们读那个使徒行传到后面哦，保罗要往罗马的路程，遇到好多的危险。
If we read the book of, if we read near the end of the book of Acts, we see that Paul endures, goes through many dangers in his journey in Rome.
有好几次啊，船坏的差不多死定。
There are almost 10 times where his ship crashed.
主耶稣亲自显现，安慰他。
And the Lord Jesus appeared to him and comforted him.
那在这个地方啊，保罗提到另外一次体验。
And there was another experience with Paul.
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章的第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
弟兄们，我不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇困苦，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。保罗在亚细亚曾经受到逼迫。
Here it says that Paul has endured, has gone through suffering in Asia.
他那个时候觉得说，这次大概活不了了。
And at that time, he probably told himself that he could live no longer.
所以第九节自己也断定是必死。
So in verse 9, it says, yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves.
所以这个保罗真的是为着神他真的受苦很多。
So we see here that Paul doing all this for God, he had to suffer much.
那既然必死啊，那怎么办？
And if he were to have the sentence of that death, then what is he supposed to do?
所以第九节哈，叫我们不靠自己，只靠死人复活的神。
In verse 9 it says that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
如果一个人觉得我一定会死，我还能靠自己吗？我已经觉得我会死了，我还能靠自己吗？
If someone thinks that they are going to die, are they able to trust in themselves?
但是当一个人发现我将要死了，那谁能够救我免死呢？就是神啊。
And when someone is about to die and they think about who can save them, then it is God.
所以他就靠神，结果那一次遇到逼迫，他还是没有死。
So they believe in God, and the next time they face persecution, they trust in God.
因此神给我们患难，神一定会给我们力量。
So when God gives us tribulation, He'll also give us strength.
神给我们患难，神一定会给我们安慰。
When God gives us tribulation, He will also give us comfort.
因为他是我们的父。发慈悲的父，他是赐各样安慰的神。
Because he is the Father of mercies and also the God of all comfort.
因此我们遇到看到别人遇到患难。
So when we see other people going through tribulation,
我们帮他祷告。
We pray for them.
求神给他安慰。
And we ask God to give them comfort.
那有时候这个患难本身 你没有办法求神拿掉，因为神有神的意思在里面。
And sometimes the tribulation cannot be removed because God has His own purpose in these tribulations.
哦，但是我们可以求神安慰他。
But we can ask God to comfort them.
哦，比方说，保罗，他到最后要到罗马去。
For example, in the end, Paul had to go to Rome.
哦，那这个，我们只能当时的信徒就为他祷告啊，求神安慰他，给他力量。
And the members at the time prayed for him and asked God to give him strength.
好，我们现在回来看哥林多后书第一章。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
11节。
Verse
11. 你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。
Verse 11, you also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many.
所以在这里保罗求大家为他祷告。
So here Paul asks many people to pray on his behalf.
因为他所要做的工作非常重。
Because the work that he is about to do is very heavy.
受的逼迫困难也很大。
And the persecutions and difficulties he will face is also very great.
所以他需要神给他安慰。
So he needs God to give him comfort.
我们今天在教会里面也是一样。
Today in the church, it is the same.
我们教会的宣道牧养工作。
In our evangelical and pastoral work.
这真的是不容易做。
This is not easy.
你想宣道好做吗？不容易做。
If you want to evangelize, is it easy? No, it is hard to do.
牧养工作也不容易做。
And pastoral work is also not easy to do.
因为这个世界对人影响真的是太大。
The